Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Hallelujah. This is Bev Herring. And today, yes, today, we're going to dig into why we read the Word of God and activate it in our lives. Do you ever feel like you just, don't have time to read in the morning, or you just feel like you, just don't feel like it today? I started to copy down a few scriptures from the Proverbs that would show why it's so important to read the Word. But there were so many I could do, I decided that I'd be writing the whole thing on just the Proverbs. Look, today, I would like to challenge you, though. The Proverbs are so full of wisdom. If you've ever just taken one a day, because there are 31 of them, and read that, just that proverb for the day, I'm promising you this, you will be greatly enriched. I just challenge you to do that. I used to do it, and I've started back, and I can't believe I let it go by the wayside. I get so much out of it. Anyway, yesterday we talked about a lot of scriptures for navigating adversity, and it was really all based on a lot of activating God's word in our daily lives. In John 14:26, we read, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things." Think of that, all things. "And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Okay, that we need to make a note of. Reading the Word, who is the Word? Jesus is the Word that became flesh. Reading the Word of God allows the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance exactly what we need to apply in whatever daily situation we happen to face. I remember a Christian teacher was a friend of ours years ago who used to pray for her students to recall and remember everything they read for their test. The problem is, if you haven't read it, there's nothing to remember. So we want to be sure we give the Holy Spirit plenty of ammunition to bring to our minds at any time we might have a need. And here are 7 practical suggestions on how we can accomplish that very goal. 1, research scriptures that pertain to the area where you need the hand of God to move. If your need is financial, then you need to start seeking out financial scriptures. What does the Lord say about practical application of finances? You know that we teach that and have lots of blogs on that. If it's healing, then seek healing scriptures. Whatever your need is, research the Word of God so that you can stand on those promises. Mark the scriptures, make them plain, earmark them so that you can come back and read them every single day. 2, write down the verses that speak to you. Writing out verses is a way of highlighting them in your life and in your mind and getting them down deep in your spirit. It's okay, really, to cut and paste if you lack time and you know you're going to be reading them, but it also helps you to remember when you actually type it out for yourself. Put the verses in your smartphone or your tablet, your iPad, whatever you've got, so you can access them during the day, even if you got to write them on a piece of paper that you can pull out. Carry them with you so you can refer to them if you need it. In Habakkuk 2:2, in the Amplified Bible, it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by." Really, by reading the scriptures each day, we are developing a vision of what can be in our lives and helping to bring it to pass, manifest it. 3, write out a practical way to apply the verses to your daily life. Ask yourself, how can I implement this principle in my life right now? And then write down any ideas that come to your mind. Reading the Word daily will provide, insight and understanding on God's plans for us. And He directs you truly into where to read. Ephesians 3:4 says, "As you read what I have written, you will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ." As our understanding increases, so will our ability to implement the Word in a practical way every day. Number four, personalize the scriptures. This will reinforce your realization that the Bible is God's word for you. We like placing your name in scripture on the call because we want you to see that every scripture was made with you in mind. Remember, God's love is perfect. He doesn't love you any less than he loves anybody else in this world. His promises may have conditions like, well, if you do this, if you sow, you reap, you know, if you do this, you'll get that. But his love is unconditional, and he wants you blessed beyond measure, even if you keep him from being able to do it. So put those principles to work. On our website, haroldherring.com, we've made it easy for you to personalize scriptures in the following eight groups. You've got healing, success, overcoming fear, never giving up, financial breakthroughs, and Psalms 20, 23, and 91. You need to visit haroldherring.com and take advantage of this outreach and personalize them and print them out for yourself. Number five, pray the verses over whatever situation you need activated. Listen, don't count the days, just do it every day, knowing the breakthrough will come. I can remember years ago now when our son got old enough and was through school and he moved 30, 40 minutes away, I guess, from us to work a job. Started hanging around with some folks that weren't the best company to encourage his Christian upbringing. As I pondered this situation, I heard this scripture preached during a sermon, and it ignited in my spirit as a perfect one for him. It was 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24 in the Classic Amplified Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. And it says this, and I put his, I'm going to read it, but I put his name in it, but I'm just going to kind of show you how I did it, although I called his name. And it says, and may the God of peace himself sanctify my son through and through, separate him from profane things, make him pure and wholly consecrated to God, and may his spirit, soul, and body, notice that covered everything, spirit, soul, and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful, I love this next verse, verse 24. Faithful is he, meaning God. Faithful is he who is calling him to himself and utterly trustworthy that he will also do it, fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping him. And I would name my son in that. I prayed that every morning, earnestly, putting his name in it. I can't tell you how long I prayed. It might have been 1, 2, maybe more years. I prayed it every day, earnestly. Then, though, I can't tell you how long I prayed, but then, out of the blue, he calls me one day, and he says, I can't understand this, Mom, but all my friends seem to have cut out and abandoned me. And I said, really? All the time doing a Snoopy dance on the kitchen floor, you know, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Maybe it's time to find some new friends. So I said, why in the world did he call me and tell me this? He called me because God wanted him to call me. He wanted me to know my prayers had been answered. And by the way, some of those trips with our children or other things in our lives are not short trips. But I will have to say this. Today he reads his Bible daily and is seeking a greater relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't count the days you have to pray. Just count on the fact that God never fails. Hallelujah. And praise his name. Number six, confess the scriptures and personalize them over your life daily. Psalm 84:11 comes to me as a great scripture to pray over yourself every day. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is a super good one to personalize. For the Lord God is a sun and shield for Lana. The Lord will give Lana grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold from Lana who walks uprightly. For the Lord God is a sun and shield for Yvette. The Lord will give Yvette grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold from Yvette who walks uprightly. For the Lord God is a sun and shield for Ray. The Lord will give Ray grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold from Ray who walks uprightly. Let me throw in one more. I just can't help it. For the Lord God is a sun and shield for Larry. The Lord gives Larry grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold from Larry who walks uprightly. Look, confess the scripture that fits you and whatever you're facing in your life, but confess it and put your name in it. Number 7, praise God for every manifestation of good things in your life. If you woke up this morning, that's a good thing. If you have air to breathe, that's a good thing. If you are able to walk on your own, have food in the refrigerator, have a car to drive, those are good things. There are a lot of great and good things we take for granted that maybe we need to start praising God for. Praise energizes us and boosts our enthusiasm in this journey to better health or better finances or whatever those goals that we're seeking are. Before we finish today's call, let me share two things that I know to be true when it comes to activating the word. First, the only way you will ever really, the only way really you will be ready or experience the power of God is by reading His word. In Matthew 22:29, this in the New Living Translation, it says, Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God." How are we going to know the scriptures and realize the power of God? By reading His word. And second, a failure to read the word simply empowers the enemy, his attacks in your life. Matthew, listen to these scriptures. Matthew 22:31, Jesus said, "Have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying?" And Mark 12:10, "Have you not read this scripture?" Mark 12:26, "Have you not read in the book of Moses?" Consider these words of Jesus. If we're not reading the word, he says, "Have you not read? Have you not read?" The point is, when we activate the word of God in our lives, you know what? We are going to be so glad we did. I hope every one of you hearing my voice has a tremendous Tuesday. And hey, if you've been blessed by the scriptures and the things, the teachings we've been doing, go to haroldherring.com. Just ask him what, ask God what he would have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And you go out and have a tremendous Tuesday. God bless you and happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts all day from the word of God. We love you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.